A talk radio station you can hear loud and clear day and night on FM. We're 93.5, 95.3, the new Connect FM, and it's 12:32. Hi there, I'm Mary Lynn.
Oh, Diet Juicy.
After the long holiday weekend on Tuesday, right here at this very moment, we'll be connecting with Juan Williams, Fox News political analyst, former journalist for NPR. And, you know, he was let go after he made a statement about Muslims, and they seemed to think it was controversial. And because of that, he's written a book called Muzzled, The Assault on Honest Debate. I'm a huge Juan Williams fan, and so he'll be with us right here Tuesday, 12:30. We're going to connect with former Assistant District Attorney Dan Conaway now about this story featuring Roy Lester out of New York, forced out of his lifeguard job that he'd had for decades because he had to squeeze into a Speedo for the annual swim test and wouldn't do it. He was told he had to. So let's find out more about this. Hi, Dan. How are you?
I'm fine. Pleasure to be with you.
It's great to be with you, too. Now, this story, while it's funny, it also isn't funny. So we've got a 58-year-old lifeguard. He's been lifeguarding for quite some time. They want him to wear a Speedo for some kind of a test. He doesn't want to wear it, and then the state just fired him?
Yes, the state has fired him for not wearing his Speedo.
One
for 40 years.
One would think that you would get fired if you weren't doing a good job, not because you wouldn't wear a Speedo.
Well, you know, it's interesting because, first of all, he passed all the tests to be a lifeguard. He's passed them every year. He's a triathlete. He's in tremendous shape. And, you know, he easily meets all the requirements as a lifeguard. He has 40 years of experience.
Mm-hmm.
And he lifeguards at Jones Beach, which is a beautiful beach in Long Island.
Mm-hmm.
But the waves can be rough out there. And one of the things he cites is that he has 40 years of experience as a lifeguard, and years and years ago, when I was much younger, I was a lifeguard. And one of the main things they teach you as a lifeguard is to try to anticipate people getting in trouble.
Mm-hmm.
And certainly, you know, you would think that someone with 40 years experience would know how to do that. That's mm-hmm. one of his points.
Yeah. You know, it seems silly to me that I'm just thinking common sense. Why would you want to get rid of people who are that good simply because they won't wear a particular type of swimsuit? Who cares what they're wearing?
Well, there's an argument there for who cares on the beaches side as far as who cares what they're wearing from a functionality point of view. But they've got a problem now because of technology. The Speedo, back when I wore Speedo when I was a lifeguard back when. And the reason that you wear it is that when somebody's drowning, they grab hold of anything they can. And the biggest danger is that in their panic, they're going to pull you under the water. So you don't want loose-fitting clothing that they can grab onto. But today, if you think about Olympic swimmers, for instance, what mm-hmm. Olympic swimmers have switched to are actually very form-fitting lycra suits that cover more of the body. And that's all he wants to wear. He wants to wear a typical lycra suit that comes down to about mid-thigh. Hmm. And so it's perfectly functional. It may even have some advantages over a Speedo. And then it really starts to look like an age discrimination suit where what the beach really wants are young, attractive-looking lifeguards. And so they're trying to push the old lifeguards out.
Oh.
That's discrimination.
That's just not fair. We're on the phone with former assistant district attorney and former lifeguard, Dan Conaway, and we're talking about this 58-year-old lifeguard who is suing the state of New York, or it's the Parks and Recreation Department there?
My understanding is he's suing the Parks and Recreation Department.
Okay.
I think he's going to get some help with this because now that he's gotten some media exposure on this, I'm sure that a lawyer will step forward to help him properly handle this suit and be able to get it through the courts because these cases are extraordinarily complex involving discrimination issues.
Mm-hmm.
And so he could certainly use some help there. And it seems to me he has a very, very valid claim, because there's just no, he's passed all the tests. He can wear a more modest suit that uh-huh. conforms to the needs of a lifeguard. And beyond that, you know, there's kind of an irony here to me, and that is that, you know, it's almost that the pendulum is always swinging one way too far or another. I mean, 100 years ago, if you walked out in the bathing out onto a beach in a Speedo or any type of bathing suit that anybody wears today, mm-hmm. you would have gotten arrested. But now, here's this guy losing his job, not for lack of modest, not for being, he's being arrested for being right. too modest, right, for wanting to show some modesty. I mean, what is that about?
Well, and I love what he says. He says, come on, there should be a law prohibiting anyone over the age of 50 from wearing a Speedo. I mean, he's got a great sense of humor.
I turn 50 next year, and I got news for you. I'm not wearing a Speedo. No Speedo purchases in my future. So yeah, I agree with him.
Now, he's had a couple of problems with his lawsuit. Like a couple of times his lawsuit was dismissed, and now the court's reinstated his claim. What was the complication with his case, Dan?
Apparently, it was dismissed on some technical, it sounds like some technical filing issue.
Oh.
And that's not uncommon. And I think it's one of the reasons why, I don't know if he's reached out for the press or if maybe someone decided to help him with the press, get some press on this. Because in order to, it's my opinion, but in order for him to really take this thing forward, he's going to need legal counsel because the issues in these cases, they overlap with state and federal law. They deal with some very hyper-technical issues, both as far as civil procedure mm-hmm. and as far as proving that this is about age discrimination, not his refusal to conform to a particular dress code. And he'll, you know, he's better served certainly if he has a lawyer that specializes in age discrimination suits.
Okay.
Going forward.
Well, I was just thinking.
I think he's got a good suit. Both. I think his lawsuit's good, and I think his proposed bathing suit to wear on the job is good. So he's got two good suits here, I think.
Excellent. Well, you always like to hear the good guys win, and you know what I was even thinking, Dan, back to Baywatch. Even David Hasselhoff in his prime didn't wear a Speedo.
No, I mean, come on. And he was David Hasselhoff. I mean, you know.
Yeah.
You know, so, yeah, and I agree. And, you know, now, look, if you're 80 years old and you're in the south of France, and I don't know, you're a wine baron or something, then fine. Then you wear a Speedo, you know, because those old guys don't wear Speedos. But, with that exception, forget about it.
I gotcha. Well, a great conversation. Dan, where can folks find you online?
You can find us at, you can find me at Dan Conaway, Attorney at Law.
Okay. Well, thank you so much. We look forward to having you back.
Thank you. Pleasure.
We're Connect FM.